You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. The big thing right now that I want to cover is the audience. The audience is the most important factor in what we're doing here, and it's one of the things you have to remember when you're out there engaging in these forum wars and these message board battles that we do in the comment sections of so many subjects when they come up online. The internet has a huge audience on it. You got 5 to 20 people reading every single post for every single person that does post. So always keep in mind what we're doing is in front of an audience, and it is for the purpose of waking up that sleeping white titan. You know, the majority of white people. We're only 8% of the planet. We're a minority on this earth, but the majority of white people working together can accomplish great things. First, they got to be on a consistent message. They have to have a consistent thing that they're all concerned about for them to do anything. Our enemies have been very good at controlling the dialogue, at controlling the conversation, at controlling the message using their own terminology. Well, we're introducing our terminology to an audience. That audience is the sleeping white titan, is what I like to call it. And I don't want you to ever forget about that sleeping white titan when you're out there in these forum wars, when you're taking on these anti-whites in front of the audience, okay? And I'll get into the enemy in a little bit. I'll get into the anti-whites and a little bit of anti-white psychology and how stupid they are and how we expose them as the yellow-eyed ghoul in front of the audience. What we like to do is we like to draw out that anti-white. We like to shine the light of day on them so that the glowing yellow eyes are exposed and the audience sees them as the genocidal maniac they are. Okay, and remember, the anti-white is not who you are trying to convince. Most white people have been under heavy conditioning to not open up their mouth. Whatever their issue is, they've been heavily conditioned to keep their mouth shut, and most of this is done by the very vocal anti-whites, and anti-whites tend to be very vocal. You know, the sleeping whites, the audience, they're not as vocal. They are listening, however. They're paying attention, they're reading, they're just afraid to open up their mouths because the anti-whites are so vocal. And the anti-whites have terminology and words and names to call people and things to accuse them of, as well as a way of actually questioning to put words in the mouth of anyone who has an opinion that they don't like. And so the audience has been conditioned to keep their mouths shut. And we're going to teach them how to open up their mouths and how to talk about white genocide and the ongoing program of genocide against our race, the fact that conditions have been imposed on our race, which leads to the destruction of our race, that our race has a right to exist simply because it does exist, and we have a right to have enough land exclusive to our own people for our long-term preservation, that that's an inalienable human right that the anti-white is trying to say we shouldn't be allowed to have, and that what they are advocating is genocide. And under international law, that is a crime. That is bad. That is wrong to advocate genocide or to advocate supporting policies which leads to a race no longer existing, okay? But the important thing to remember is you're doing it in front of an audience. So don't get frustrated with the anti-white and start calling them names and resorting to things that make you look bad in front of the audience. Okay, and remember, you're not trying to convince the anti-white of the situation. We're not trying to educate the anti-white. We're not trying to educate the audience, okay? Let me say that again. We are not trying to educate the audience. I don't want to see three-page-long essays out there where you've taken information from Erectus Walks Among Us and that big research paper that is out there intending to prove that race exists by going over the scientific information that they don't actually teach kids in universities but sourcing actual good information. All the best information in the world doesn't do you any good if the audience won't read it. Okay, we are in the attention deficit disorder generation, and the audience does not have the time to read your three-page-long essay proving that race exists. And what's the reason you'd be proving it exists? To justify that we have a right to exist? You don't need to justify we have the right to exist. We have quick talking points to deal with it when the anti-white tries saying race doesn't exist, and that's only one example of things our enemy will try to do. I don't want to get into that right now. My point is that you need to keep it to the talking points and the mantra, and mantra thinking in front of this audience, because it's very easy to lose them. One, if you start talking about a subject that they've been brainwashed to become dismissive of. You know, you couple that with an anti-white and they're calling you all the names that they've been taught to dismiss people when they're talking about it. And if you get off topic, if you get off the subject of white genocide, you could easily lose the audience. as well as 3-page-long essays. Okay, the longest thing I ever want to see you posting is the mantra itself. Okay, 222 words. That's your limit. Don't go over that. I don't want to see you lose the audience by going into a long detail about something, because you got to remember, it's all about the audience. It's not about proving to the anti-white that he's wrong with long lists of scientific information. We're here to make a point about anything they say, and that anything they say is either being used to silence white people who are opposed to a problem with the conditions which lead to the destruction of our race, that they are justifying genocide when they say the reason only white countries need this massive non-white integration and immigration, and that we need to intermarry and assimilate, that the only reason they're saying this has to be done to all white countries is because they support white genocide. Okay, and that's why they're not insisting that all black countries and only black countries need to take in massive, non-black immigration, and that they need to be forced integrated and all that. We make the point that they're only intending this for whites. That's why they're anti-white, and they are supporting white genocide. We make that in front of the audience. We use talking points to point this out. You take a look for the underlying argument in whatever the anti-white is trying to say, and you expose how it supports white genocide. You know, whether it's pointing out the double standard that is contained in the mantra, where it uses blacks for the particular example. You know, if they try calling you a name, we have ways of dealing with this too. And these podcasts are going to get into how we deal with the enemy. But I want you to remember, anything you do with that enemy is in front of an audience. Okay, because we're trying to wake them up and expose the anti-white as the villainous genocidal maniac they are. Okay, which means you can't do anything that makes you sound scary. You can't use terms that the audience has been conditioned to become dismissive of you when you say. You know, if you want to start talking about crime stats and hate crimes against whites, you're going to lose the audience, because they've been brainwashed to ignore all of that and to start dismissing anybody as an evil racist Nazi who wants to clone Hitler and kill 6 million Jews every time you bring it up. All right. So don't say anything that causes you to lose the audience. And that's something we're going to cover in some of these podcasts, because there's a lot more things that you can't say than what you can say. Yes, the path to victory is more narrow than the path to fail. The fail path is open wide. There's lots of ways to stick your foot in your mouth. And that's the intention of these podcasts, is to catch you up on some of the things we've learned with waking up whites to the program of genocide against their race. But you have to always keep in mind, it is about the audience, 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 okay? It's not about convincing the anti-white that he's wrong or making him go cry and hide under his bed. It's about making the audience aware of white genocide. And we're going to draw a line between talking about things they've been trained to dismiss, as well as the one thing that you can never condition them to dismiss, which is white genocide. You know, you can have a professor conditioning these people in a university. A professor is a priest of the religion of political correctness. It's not like a religion. It is a religion, okay? And a father, mommy professor likes to condition them to become dismissive, to ignore patterns. Okay, the whole way human beings learn and think is through the observation of patterns. Well, father, mommy, professor conditions his disciples in these university classrooms to become dismissive of the best true information. Okay, black crime stats, even though true, don't do anything to wake people up. Okay, talking about affirmative action doesn't do anything to wake people up, because they've been conditioned to dismiss it. They can teach someone, don't listen to someone who talks about black crime stats. They're just an evil racist. Okay, if they talk about Jews owning Hollywood, they just happen to be an evil racist Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. So don't listen to them. Okay, and then, you know, this heavily conditioned person who's in our audience, they become dismissive when you say that. But what the professor cannot ever teach them to dismiss, they can't say, oh, and by the way, if somebody tries pointing out a double standard that only white countries and all white countries need open borders, and only they need to be force integrated so that they will eventually intermarry and assimilate until no more white countries exist and white people are extinct. If anyone tries pointing out that that's not being done to any other racial group, that this is only being done to whites and all whites, I want you to stop listening to them right away, especially if they call it genocide. Don't listen to anyone if they talk about an ongoing program of genocide against your race, right? You can't teach people to become dismissive of their own genocide, because as soon as a professor says something along those lines, people immediately go, huh? What? All the chickens in the coop stick their head up. Bah! What's going on here? Wait a second. Wait, 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 wait. Back up, back up, back up. You just talked about white genocide. You just told us to dismiss it if somebody points out a double standard that leads to my race no longer existing. Are you an anti-white who supports white genocide? You genocidal maniac, you? You know, you can't teach people to dismiss their own genocide. It's the one area our enemies at the top are horrified of us going into. They desperately, desperately do not want that audience exposed to white genocide because that is the big picture. That happens to be the picture on the box the puzzle comes in. Okay? The big picture. So we don't go out there talking about the individual puzzle pieces in front of that audience. We call that tailgating. There's another podcast for that. The whole point is we need to show the audience the big picture on the puzzle box. We need to expose them to white genocide. When possible, expose anti-whites, the people who support these conditions imposed on our race, which leads to the destruction of our race. We like to make a point about them, too. That way, any rhetoric that comes out of them later on, the audience will understand is just supporting the genocide of their race. That any names they call people are only intended for white people when we oppose our own genocide, and that they wouldn't say any of these names to another group if they happen to be opposing their own genocide if it was being done by the same means. You know? And I don't want to get into a whole long spiel on that, because that's for another podcast. But again, this is all about waking up that audience. That audience is the sleeping white titan. Okay, it has the power to save itself so long as it's aware of the problem and it's on a consistent message. Thomas Paine couldn't just go out one day and start shooting British soldiers. They would have made a big example out of him. Okay, they would have strung him up and made an example out of him for the purposes of silencing an audience that might have agreed with him. Okay, so what happened first? Well, Thomas Paine wrote Common Sense. Then came the printing press. Then came getting it distributed so that everybody would get on a consistent message. Then came the revolution. It has to happen in that order. Okay, that's why we say don't ever do anything violent. Use your words. This is a war of words right now. Okay, it's not the time for violence. Don't do anything violent. There might never be a time for violence. This might all be able to be handled peacefully. There might be a peaceful solution to the situation. Now, that sounds crazy to some of you lone wolfers out there that dream of a race war, but there might actually be a way to solve this thing without any bloodshed. Okay? Because it is a war of words right now. No matter how you slice it, if you think things bad eventually are going to happen because of the situation, I don't care. You don't talk about that stuff in front of the audience because you lose the audience. And that's what we need right now. This is a war of words for the hearts and minds of the sleeping white titan to show them that they have the moral authority to save their own race. That it's good for them to want the preservation of their own people. That isn't bad. It's good. It's good to support the preservation of your own race. And so, again, it comes down to that audience. You can't say things that make you sound bad in front of the audience. You can't talk about violence or anything like that in front of the audience because you lose them right away when you do that. They need to be aware of the ongoing program of genocide against their race. Okay, I don't want you to do something that causes you to lose the audience because you forgot the audience is there. That's the whole point of this podcast, is to let you know that you are going to be doing this in front of an audience that has been conditioned to dismiss a lot of the things that you say. You are no longer in the echo chamber. You are not over at Stormfront talking with other pro-whites who all already agree with each other. Okay, that's not what we're doing. We are taking this thing to the enemy's ground. We are taking these to areas that are dominated by anti-whites who are always putting up anti-white propaganda in front of the audience. We're destroying their terminology in front of the audience. We're exposing it as genocidal anti-white rhetoric. Okay, we're making a point about it so that the next time the audience sees it, they remember that it supports the genocide of their own race. And we do it in a way that they can easily pick up white genocide and start talking about it too. Which is important. They need to be able to tell their family and friends, hey, that blended humanity scheme, anytime they hear anyone talk about, hey, one day we'll all be blended together and there won't be any more race problems, they need to be able to say when somebody says that, and they invariably will, we've all heard something like that, they can say, you realize that's only being done in white countries and it's being done in all white countries, it only gets rid of us. You're talking about genocide. And just like that, you know, you'll hear silence in the room because they just said the one thing that nobody realized was going on. They just pointed at that 800-pound gorilla, and nobody can forget about it. You know, once you open up that audience's eyes to white genocide, they can never forget it. That's something that's very important to remember. We're opening up a window to the truth for them, and what's beyond that window, they can never forget. You know, the enemy cannot use any of our stuff without spreading it themselves. It's like gray goo, that, you know, theorized doomsday substance. Gray goo is basically a theoretical doomsday scenario where microscopic machines are made that can replicate themselves and make more of themselves out of any other material. Okay, anything they touch becomes more material for themselves. So if you pour water on gray goo, the water turns into gray goo. Okay, if you throw metal on gray goo, the metal turns into gray goo. Gray goo is inflammable, so you can't even light it on fire. If you try putting a broomstick in it and sweeping it back, you just turn the broomstick into gray goo. You get the idea. It's a doomsday scenario because eventually it envelops the whole planet. Gray goo is that untouchable subject. If you touch it, you got it on you. It's not good to have gray goo on you. That's bad. I guarantee you, you will have a bad day if you get gray goo on you. Well, fortunately, nobody has invented gray goo, but we do have the mantra, and it's just as dangerous to our enemy because it opens up the window to the truth that that audience can never forget again. Okay, once you expose how that program of opening up the borders to in every single white country and only white countries, force integrating only white countries and all white countries, not allowing white people to have any area on this planet exclusive for themselves and their long-term preservation. You can't set up a city for yourselves anywhere. Whatever government and whatever city that in whatever country that city happens to be in will force them to take in non-white immigration. You're not allowed to have that. And it's only being done to white people. And that we're told that there's a race problem and the solution to this race problem is for us to all intermarry and assimilate. Well, eventually that gets rid of us. And this is genocide. Assimilation was genocide when it was done to the Aboriginal people, okay? And it's just as bad when it's being done to us. There's no excuse for it. You expose the audience to this, they can never forget it. It's a window to the truth, okay? And it's like gray goo. If our enemy talks about the mantra just to try lampooning it, just to try and say how bad it is, they're still spreading the mantra. It's like opening up a window to the truth and trying to tell someone to ignore what's on the other side. Okay, that's stupid. You can't do that. The only thing they can do is ignore our mantra, and we're still going to be out there spreading the mantra. Okay, the low-level anti-whites that try rolling in the gray goo, I mean the mantra, you know, these heavily conditioned whites that are really conditioned, they become very vocal because they're taught that they need to be vocal whenever they see racism. So the anti-whites are really vocal. Don't think that just because it seems like there's a lot of anti-whites on a forum that there aren't a lot of other people reading it that actually support us but are afraid to open their mouths. A lot of that audience does support us, but they're afraid to open their mouths. We're out there showing them how it's done. We're out there showing how to put the anti-white on the defensive and make them defend how they support white genocide. Okay, and a lot of these low-level anti-whites that are they're anti-white enough to be very, very vocal, but they're so stupid that they roll around in the mantra and they actually just cause it to spread around further. It always does us a favor. When they try denying genocide is possible for us, so we can actually point out that the only reason they're saying race doesn't exist is to say genocide's impossible, and the only reason they're saying it's impossible is because they support genocide. Okay? For our race, we point out the double standard that they wouldn't be saying it's impossible if any other race faced it, but they're doing it to us, and we use the talking points and the mantra to do that, you know, that all they're doing is they're spreading that mantra faster for us. That's why this message is so powerful, guys. It's the most effective thing there is. This is gray goo to the anti-white system. They can't touch it without spreading it. There's been YouTube videos that our enemies have tried putting up where they first read the mantra and then they try dissecting every little part of it to attack the mantra, which is one of the techniques the enemy tries doing is attacking the mantra. It's just like throwing all your furniture into gray goo. It doesn't do anything besides spreading out more gray goo. Because of that, if our enemy calls up Rush Limbaugh and right on that respectable conservative, hence anti-white, program that millions of people listen to, and they read the mantra, and then Rush tries to tear apart the mantra and say how horrible and evil and racist it is to make himself look good, guess what? You're going to find that probably half the people that listen to it agreed with it. And probably 1 out of 10 of them very strongly agreed with it, and they're going to start talking about it too. Once that happens, oh, it's smooth sailing for us, guys. Because remember, the audience picks this stuff up. The audience can see what's through that window to the truth. They can see that 800-pound gorilla in the room once you point it out. Once you point out that this integration and assimilation only gets rid of white people, that it happens to be an attempt at exterminating our gene pool, this is a real ongoing program of genocide against our race, and that it's being supported very vocally by anti-whites, and they find out that all of that BS that they've been taught, you know, all that bleed red bullshit happens to be in support of only white genocide. That white titan will be rousted and it will be able to save itself. Okay? So don't forget that this is about the audience and it's about getting the message out to that audience. And our enemy cannot do anything with our message. If they touch it, they're just spreading it themselves. So again, this is the effective tactic. This is what works to wake up white people. That wake up white people thing that pro-whites have always been talking about for so long. It's here. It's right now. Welcome to the front line, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to wake up white people. And that is the audience. Okay, that's what we are talking about. We are talking about getting there into the trenches where the anti-whites are spreading their anti-white rhetoric, exposing them as the evil genocidal maniacs they are, and waking up that white titan, showing that white titan it has the moral authority to save its own people, that it has the moral right on its side, that pro-whites are actually the good guys because we are resisting the genocide of our own people. This genocide has been implemented by the enemy controlling the message for so long. Well, it's time to destroy their message with our own message. It's time we're not going to fight fire with fire. We're fighting it with a volcano. Okay? It's 100 times more powerful because the truth will always triumph over lies. The only issue is you have to know how to expose the truth in the right way, because certain kinds of truth people can be trained to dismiss, but you can't teach them to ignore the big picture. So when you tell them the truth about the big picture, that ongoing program of genocide against our race, even if you can train them to ignore all the puzzle pieces, you can never train them to ignore the big picture on the box the puzzle comes in. So we're here to show the audience the big picture. We're here to expose them to white genocide so they never forget it. You know, why do I say they can never forget it after they've seen it? Well, it's the kind of message where even if they get pissed off when they hear it and they want to punch you because yeah, you talked about that socially unacceptable subject, you brought up race, racity, race, race, race. Well, here's the thing. They can't forget what you said. They are never going to be the same after they encounter the mantra. Okay? They might not agree with what they just read or they try to deny it. Some of them are afraid to acknowledge the truth. You know, a lot of times when you say it to people, it's not going to have an instantaneous effect. It's planting a seed in their mind. They might stare at you with a blank stare because you really didn't say anything that they normally are trained to dismiss as evil racist stuff. You know, you didn't say a nasty thing about black people. All right. You didn't talk about Asians polluting the earth and cutting the fins off of the sharks. You didn't talk about Jews owning Hollywood, did you? You didn't say any of that stuff they're trained to ignore. You just pointed out a double standard they can't ignore. Okay, that this blended humanity scheme is only being done to white people. It only gets rid of white people. Okay, and when they go home, after they've encountered our mantra, they go home and they turn on their TV and they see a program about Africans in Africa on TV, and they see nothing but black people in Africa. Go figure, isn't that strange? Nothing but black people in Africa? Well, there's some left in South Africa. Actually, they're being exterminated there. That's a genocide too. But I don't want to get into that tangent. If they see something on TV about Africa, chances are it's going to be nothing but black people, okay? And they see that. So, yeah, it's not being done in black countries. They get that. Maybe it'll be something about Haiti, whatever. They get the idea that black countries are exclusively black, okay? They are a staggering majority black. No one's flooding them with non-blacks. Then they also see another program. It's about Asian countries. You know, whether it's China or Japan, Korea, whatever, they're going to find out real quick that Asia is filled with Asians. And when I say Asians, I'm talking, you know, the yellow man, Oriental, you know, where I'm talking about Asians as the racial group, not just the countries. If they see something in India, you know, they're going to see nothing but brown people. Okay, in the Middle East, they're going to see nothing but brown people. If it happens to be in Mexico, they're going to see nothing but brown people. Okay, they're going to see that these places are very homogenous. But then when they see something in a white country and they see a whole bunch of different races there, it's not just white people anymore, they get the idea in their head that Asia's for the Asians, black countries are for black people, and now apparently white countries are for everybody. And they've already had it pointed out to them that blended humanity scheme's only being done to us. And they remember that message. They remember the mantra then. You know, they might not remember it word for word, but they remember the gist of it. They remember what was pointed out to them, that somebody pointed out an 800-pound gorilla in the room, and they tried to deny it at first, or they just didn't quite see it, but they start seeing the evidence of it, and that plant, that seed that you put in their head that's been planted, it starts to grow. And they start realizing, and now they start seeing more and more evidence of it every day. You know, they go to the grocery store and they see a white woman there with four Chimericans hanging off of her cart. Or if you're not in America, if you're not in the USA, you're in Canada or you're somewhere in Europe, you're in London, I don't care. They're going to go to the grocery store and they're going to see white people with non-white children, interracial kids. And they're going to remember that mantra again that pointed out how this attempt to exterminate us is being done through integration, assimilation of all white countries, and how the end goal is to get us to eventually reproduce with all these non-whites until there are no white people left. They're going to remember it when they see the evidence of it plain as day to their open eyes after they've seen that window to the truth, and they can never forget about our message. Once the audience is exposed to white genocide, they can never forget the message. That's how this message is viral. It is gray goo to the enemy system. They can't touch it without spreading it, and once people have seen it, they can never forget it. And that's the power of the mantra. That's what it was developed to do. And the whole reason it was invented was to target the audience. Audience, 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 okay? Remember, you're not going to change the anti-white's mind. Although they might come around. If they're just a really heavily conditioned white, you know, you might not change their mind in that conversation. But there's a good chance they're going to go through that same experience I just talked about seeing the evidence of it when they turn on the TV and see only black people in black countries. And that whole thing, they go to the grocery store, they start seeing all the interracial kids only in the white countries that they live in. All right. And they'll start thinking about it. And if they start second guessing what's going on, good, all the better. But again, the goal isn't to convince the anti-white. And you're not going to convince the anti-white in any of these threads. You're not going to change their mind. While it could happen, we're not going to put our money on it because it usually doesn't. Okay. The goal is to convince the audience, to make a point in front of the audience. Point it out. In fact, you don't have to convince them. All you have to do is point it out, and they can see it plain as day. It's an 800-pound gorilla in the room. It's really there. This program of genocide is really happening. Okay? I don't have to convince you after listening to me anymore. By now, you can see that this double standard leads to a world only without white people. So there's no reason that if you point that out to someone else, they can't see it. And even if they don't quite get it at first, as they see the evidence, and as they hear the message again, that's part of what we're doing. It's repetition. You know, they might not get it the first time. They might not get it the second. They might not get it the third. But the fourth time they get it, it sinks in, especially as in their day-to-day life, they're seeing the evidence of it. They remember it, and it completely changes the paradigm. It completely changes their worldview, and there's no way to going back to it. Once you've seen what's through that window to the truth, you can no longer train their eyes to ignore it. You know, the Bob Whitaker talks about the untrained eye. Okay, that flat Earth society where you show people pictures of the Earth from space and it looks round, and they say, well, to the untrained eye, it looks round. It's ridiculous. Okay, that's why we call it the untrained eye. You know, you're pointing out something that's obvious that you can't train people to ignore it. Okay, only the dumbest people that truly want to ignore it can tell themselves that, and that's wordism. You know, believe in these words and everything will be okay. You cannot deny reality. And most people know that. Most people know that if you try denying reality, it will run over you like a steamroller. Okay, so all you have to do in front of this audience is make a point. You don't need to educate them. You don't need to prove to them that white people are real. All you need to do is expose the anti-white rhetoric that they're trying to prove that we don't exist in order to support the ongoing program of genocide against us. It's all you need to do, guys, is just remember the audience is there. We're making a point in front of the audience. I'm repeating myself a lot because that's what I like to do, and this game is all about repetition, 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 okay? And the whole point of this podcast, if you don't remember anything else that I've said, all right, troops, you don't remember anything else I said, just remember what you're doing is in front of the audience for the purpose of waking up that audience to the program of genocide against our race.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.